This edition of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Harbor Air. Safe, fast, and fun. Great connections throughout coastal BC. The quintessential West Coast experience. You can find them at harborair.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery and Bistro on the Naramata Bench. They have opened and they're ready for 2022. The Bistro is opened for lunch after a two-year hiatus with a set price two-course lunch, dinner 5 to 9, and most importantly, they also have takeout options. Both the Wine Shop Tasting Room and Bistro are open Wednesday to Sunday and reservations only. They do offer wine sales Monday and Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Two new releases to tell you about, the 2021 Rosé and the 2019 Pinot Noir. All the details at hillsidewinery.ca. This is Tasting Room Radio, year 15. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Mill Bay, Vancouver Island. I don't know how far back I go in terms of Wines of BC's vintage preview. At least half a dozen years. Gathering Victoria, Vancouver, the Okanagan. Wines of BC put together a panel of esteemed winemakers. And they compare notes about how the growing season happened the year previously. This one was a discussion about 2021, which featured two events. One was a heat dome, the likes of which we hadn't seen ever, certainly in the wine growing year in British Columbia, and smoke and fire damage. Whether your fire was 100 kilometers away or right around the corner, you were going to see smoke in the air. And each winemaker and each grower, viticulturalist, had to deal with those elements and still make wine as best they could. So this gathering is Wines of BC 2021 Vintage Preview. It happened Tuesday, May the 17th at the Vancouver Club, the Grand Ballroom. It was moderated by Master of Wine, Barbara Phillip, and our host was Laura Kittmer from the Wine Growers of British Columbia. The panelists were Chris Tolley, the winemaker at Mooncursor, Dwight Sick, the winemaker at Seven Stones Winery, Galen Barnhart, the winemaker at Monte Creek in Kamloops, Thompson, Mark Holford, the winemaker at Rocky Creek on Vancouver Island, and Mary McDermott, winemaker, Township 7, Winery and Vineyards. I tried to gather those panelists as soon as they were done. I got Chris, I got Dwight, Galen. I missed Lindsay O'Rourke, a tightrope, but we had just talked in Victoria. I missed Mark Holford, and I'm going to go find him because I really liked his wines. I want to talk to him about Rocky Creek. And I finally got a chance to talk to Mary McDermott. So Chris, Dwight, Galen, Mary McDermott, and Laura Kittmer are joining me on this edition of Tasting Room Radio. Do enjoy. And coming our way very shortly will be our In the Neighborhood special. The four sponsors who are with us this year on Tasting Room Radio. You can't do this without sponsors. Mooncursor and Soyuz, Hillside on Naramata Bench, The Hatch, Jason Park's Customs in West Kelowna, and Unsworth in the Cowichan Valley. And we proudly introduce our title sponsor, Harbor Air. We're going to start this conversation as we should with our host. Here's my first question to Laura Kittmer. Laura, what's the exercise here? This is now a vintage 2021 media preview. How many have we done now?
Well, Terry, it's an annual tasting. It's one of my favorite tastings that we host every year. We've done it ever since I've been with Wine Growers BC since 2015, and I know we did it for a few years before then too. So for sure, decade on.
Are we doing it for the value in the, and just getting a sense of what the wines will promise? I know that the audience and the wine fan follows these wineries and what they grow, what they release. So the exercise is to sort of compare notes as to what hoops people had to jump through in order to get these wines.
That's right. We know we live in a region of extreme climate conditions, and every vintage is so different. No one vintage is the same. So I think it's important that we come out and show the trade and media what the challenges and the successes of this specific vintage. Not maybe so much of how it compares to last vintage or an average vintage. What is an average vintage? Is there such thing here?
Yeah, it's not a contest.
Exactly. So what can we look for? What can we expect to see come from the wines from 2021? And bring that to the trade and media. Have a discussion. It's it's the first time we're tasting these wines. It's great for the panel to taste each other's wines as well. I think the panelists and the winemakers enjoy it just as much as the trade and media do. Hearing from each other, hearing what went well, what can we expect to see?
And I guess maybe the best thing of all, out of all of this, is that we'll go and tell people, and then you end up creating or revealing stories behind the labels. It's not just a bottle of wine on a shelf. There's a story behind it, and if you've heard the story, you'd be kind of intrigued to know how it all turned out.
Exactly. It's all about the story. That's what we want to know. I mean, we know British Columbia wines are good. We know when we're picking a BC wine off the shelf, it's going to be a delicious wine. But what sets that wine apart from the wine next to it? It's the story behind it.
It's the story behind it. You're looking at it. You're looking at these hundreds and hundreds of bottles, and you think, do you remember that we were talking about Township 7 and the problems we had or Mooncursor? What was the name of that wine? Let's go find that. That's what is. That's the conversation you want to hear when you walk in the store.
Exactly. And I also think it's interesting. You know, we heard from six panelists today, six winemakers. You can't expect the same wine every year too. I know wineries are always looking for that consistency. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was really interesting hearing from Lindsay O'Rourke today, speaking about her Riesling. Her Riesling is always their Riesling. We can expect it'll be dry, nice acidity, nice balance. And this year, there's a little bit of residual sugar. And why is that? Because of the vintage. The vintage called for a little bit of residual sugar to get that balance. So again,
an aha moment. And the other thing is, now Rob's not here, he's gone, but Rocky Creek, I thought, poured well. I really liked those first two wines, the white blend and the Pinot Gris. I just wanted to tell him I loved his wines.
Did you speak with Mark? Mm. Oh, you didn't get it. Okay.
Yes. No, that was that's Rocky. Yeah, Mark Hoffman.
Yeah, wines from the island. There's something special about.
They're going to be different. Wine. They won't taste like Similkameen. They won't taste like Lake Country. They'll taste like the Cowichan.
That's right. That's right. I think those were two very good examples of what the island is doing. We had a little bit of hybrid varietals in the first one. Albarino. I thought, how many acres of Albarino do we have on the island?
Not much.
I need to find this out.
Not much. We need more Gamay as well. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for the invite. I love this.
Wonderful. Thank you, Terry. And cheers to 2021 vintage. We've got something to look forward to.
Cheers to some sort of normal. Thank you. Thanks, Laura.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery and Bistro on the Naramata Bench. They have opened and they're ready for 2022. The Bistro is opened for lunch after a two-year hiatus with a set price two-course lunch, dinner 5 to 9, and most importantly, they also have takeout options. Both the Wine Shop Tasting Room and Bistro are open Wednesday to Sunday and reservations only. They do offer wine sales Monday and Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Two new releases to tell you about, the 2021 Rosé and the 2019 Pinot Noir. All the details at hillsidewinery.ca. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. Unsworth Vineyards is pleased to be part of this year's Cowichan Wine Festival passport-style tasting event held this year in the month of June. In addition, they will be part of an evening tasting party at Brentwood School August 4th, where you can taste all of the participating wineries in one go under a summer starlit night by the ocean. Details at unsworthvineyards.com.
Tasting Room Radio at the very posh Vancouver Club. This is the Vintage 2021 Media Preview, as organized by Wine BC. Barb Phillip was the Master Wine presenter. Mark Halford was here, Mary McDermott, Galen Bernhardt, Dwight Sick, Lindsay O'Rourke, and Chris Tolley. And we're going down the list of wines that we were poured here. The Monte Creek Ancient Waters Riesling 2021 from the Thompson Valley, Barrel Sample Friends, and the Monte Creek Pinot Noir 2021 Similkameen Valley, again, a barrel sample. Galen Bernhardt has joined us. You cleaned up.
I try to. Every once in a while, they let me out of the winery.
You have to do that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But you're here for the wine festival as well.
I am. I'm here for the fashion show/wine fest.
What are you pouring there?
We've got a whole range. We've got our sparkling, our 2020 Living Land Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, 2020 Riesling, and then maybe a little surprise, which is a 2020 Cab Franc, our first release of Cabernet Franc.
Where'd you grow that?
That's down in a mix of all of our sites, actually. Beautiful sites, really small berries. So, but beauty of that 2020 vintage is a really quite subtle wines. It's only 12.8% alcohol, very elegant, sort of delicate Cab Franc.
I'm kind of wondering where in the valley, how far north you have to go before Cab Franc is a little wobbly.
Oh, well, last year you could probably go to Salmon Arm, but, you know, in a normal year, you might want to cut it off just below Penticton.
But how'd it turn out?
Beautifully, yeah. That 2020 vintage was interesting. It started off, you know, a little bit here and there, but it was a hallmark of lower sugars, but absolutely perfect tannin ripeness. So I'm really happy with the wines.
All right, so what did you bring to pour here today?
We had our 2021 Ancient Waters Riesling and our 2021 Pinot Noir, both of which are still in tank or barrel. So we're still working on those ones.
Well, normally, I mean, you'll pour barrel samples for people who come through the whatever, right? But this is a room full of people who want to know, who can influence. So that was a calculated move.
It absolutely was. We do have some 2021 wines in tank, but we felt like these are the most representative of the vintage, so I thought it was appropriate.
The Riesling just, boom, it just explodes in the mouth.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of concentration in the wine. Small clusters, small berries last year, so very concentrated fruit.
And the Pinot is unlike any other Pinot that I've tasted recently.
Well, that's good. This is a new one for us as well. It's our new vineyard down in Caramias, and sort of still discovering what it's all about, but the initial results are very promising.
Well, first of all, you wait to find out what the nose is like, what the palate is like, and then you go, well, is that what we want, or can we blend? So are you blending your Pinots?
Well, this was a blend of three blocks, but eventually we'll have the capacity to do all the blocks separate. We've got about 11 different Pinot blocks down there, and I'm hoping they'll all be separate because we've got about 5 different soil profiles, and I think they're going to be very, very distinctive wines.
So, Galen, it's a big deal for you guys to pour at the Vancouver Wine Festival.
Of course it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Because that implies production as well.
It absolutely does. So, no, we're happy to be back here. We were here last in 2020, of course, and I think, this year a little bit smaller festival. We're excited, though, because we expect that it's going to attract a lot of attention to the wineries that are there.
Okay. Any surprises coming later on in the year? Anything I'm going to go, why didn't he tell me that?
I think you're going to have to wait on that one, Terry. We'll
you see. Have nothing under the table.
No, not yet.
Okay, have a good pour.
Thank you.
Welcome to Tasting Room Radio, a home for passionate fans of food, wine, and friends.
Mary McDermott, Township 7, willing to step forward and talk into a microphone. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you, too.
I was trying to follow the growing season for you and for everyone else. What was your biggest hurdle that you had to overcome with the 2021 wines?
Definitely the heat. The heat just hurt us. We had that heat dome at the end of June, right when the berries were starting to grow, and a lot of the berries just stopped growing and just didn't grow at all. So we had a real reduction in our crop. Smoke was an issue as well.
So like everything.
So it was super challenging here, for sure. You know, trying to figure out what we needed to do to help the grapes the most that we could so that they survived it. That was, I think, the biggest challenge for us.
Well, you must have made enough in production because you're pouring at the Vancouver Wine Festival.
Well, those are sparklings that we're mainly pouring sparkling wine at the Vancouver Wine Festival. So those are from past vintages, from 2015.
I didn't know what you were pouring, so that's good. That's good. Yeah. So how wide is that portfolio now?
The Seven Stars is our sparkling wine portfolio. We have 6 different sparkling, traditional method sparkling wines in that portfolio. And then for still wines, it's still huge. We have about 20 SKUs, a ridiculous amount. So Bordeaux Reds, Chardonnay, Pinot, Syrah, Viognier, other aromatic Riesling, other aromatic whites. So that's where we're at.
Mary McDermott, Township 7. I'm kind of wondering what you learned from everything that happened to you in that vintage that you can apply to further vintages down the road. What can you do about the heat? What can you do about the smoke?
Well, with the smoke, we're looking at remediation processes, obviously. There's nothing we can do in the vineyard, really, for the smoke. So it has to be something with winemaking. It's the only way we could remediate it. In regards to the heat, I think there wasn't anything we could do, but going forward, potentially changing varieties, different varieties, and different locations where we grow grapes, I think, would be helpful, too.
Of course. Yeah. Everybody's going to have to adapt.
Yeah. Like for the Fraser Valley, the heat wouldn't have been such a bad thing. It was just the timing of it that hurt it. Otherwise, we would have come through well, much like 2015, which had the same growing degree days. It was a great crop, but unfortunately, the timing was off.
It's a crapshoot? Could be.
Yeah.
By the way, your first pour that you gave us, the Reserve Sab Blanc 2021, damn delicious.
Yeah, that turned out really well.
Oh, my God, that's a good wine.
I know. It turned out really well. Like, I really like making that style where we do a barrel ferment and then we use the leaves to kind of create more structure in the wine. And then the year was great. So the quality of the fruit was really good, but there just wasn't very much of it.
How much? How many cases?
That one is about 270.
Okay. So that's Township 7, the Reserve Sab Blanc 2021. By the way, don't just gulp it. Stick your nose in the glass and smell.
Yeah, aromatics really pop on it. Traditional aromatics for sure. Lots of boxwood and grass and
cat pee,
but also nice fruit notes.
Nice, very nice. It's, and the second one you poured was the Reserve Pinot Gris.
Yeah, Naramata Bench. So this site is perfect for Pinot Gris. It always grows really, really well there. Yeah, always keeps really good acidity.
Are you talking about the original vineyard?
At our winery.
So there. The roof that I can see from my studio, that vineyard right in front of me.
The one at Naramata? Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lovely little spot there. And the Pinot Gris loves it as well. So it grows really, really well there. We didn't have the same issues there that we had otherwise. Our yields were pretty good in 21. And again, that one is one that we add texture to. So it's barrel fermented and it's got indigenous ferments. And
Mary McDermott, Township 7. I will see you Thursday at the trade tasting. Have yourself a great wine fest and welcome to normal.
Thanks. I'll look forward to seeing you Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mary McDermott from Township 7, talking about her wines and the Vancouver Wine Festival.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. Unsworth Vineyards is pleased to be part of this year's Cowichan Wine Festival passport-style tasting event held this year in the month of June. In addition, they will be part of an evening tasting party at Brentwood School August 4th, where you can taste all of the participating wineries in one go under a summer starlit night by the ocean. Details at unsworthvineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Mooncursor Vineyards. Their tasting room is now open, and the first club shipments of the year are going out. Very happy to report that you have new releases to choose from at Mooncursor. The gorgeous 2021 Roussanne Marsan, the Carmenere 2020, the 2021 Dolcetto, and the 2020 Malbec. Mooncursor, the 2019 Best Performing Small Winery in Canada. Details at mooncursor.com. Okay, we are at the Vintage 2021 Media Preview at the very posh Vancouver Club. Somehow they let Chris Tully, Mooncursor, in here. I don't know how that worked.
I told them I was going to
Don't tell them you're wearing jeans. What were you here to talk about?
Oh, we're talking about the 2021 Vintage. Yeah.
From Mooncursor. And others.
And others. Throughout the valley, actually. You have Tightrope, Monte Creek, Seven Stones. So it was a sampling of the different viticultural regions of BC and how they fared in 2021.
You know, just over your shoulder there is the Mooncursor Vineyards Dolcetto 2021. And I wrote down smoke, a pepper, fantastic.
Yeah, I quite like it. I quite like it, too. So we were doing the 2021 vintage, so I bought that, and I bought the Viognier as well. We have, you know, a rosé as well from the 21 vintage, as well as the Arnaise, and of course, the Roussanne Marsan. And then from the, you might want to try, there's the Tarriga Nacional from the 20 vintage, sending over there.
Do you know where my sweet spot is, though, with you guys?
No, I'd forgotten. Where is it?
Roussanne Marsan.
Roussanne, oh yeah, it's nice this year.
All the winemakers are sitting here in a row. Do you hear things that you expected to hear or surprises?
I hear some surprises, some things I expected to hear, some and some things that affirm what I already believe. There wasn't too much that we went through today that was a big eye-opener. There was, you know, the sort of concerns with the heat, you know, the smoke every year that becomes, that, you know, and I can see that everybody else is feeling it too. Okay. Is, you know, where is this going? Is it a problem that's going to go away? Probably not.
And nobody slapped anybody?
No, not yet. But we're going to try the wines. We're going to try some more wines and mingle.
Chris Tolley, Moon Cursor, in Soyuz. Let's talk about that Dolcetto for a second. When will we see it? Is it out now?
It is out now. Okay. It is out now, yeah.
Because I don't assume that it's out because there was a lack of production by you many people. Your previous, you guys had to shut down.
Yeah, the 2000. So 2019 and 2020 weren't poor vintages. And unfortunately, we had then the 2019 reds with the 2020 whites, both poor vintages at the same time. So a very small vintage last year for sale. And then this year, we had a good vintage of the whites. So the 2021 whites, 2020 reds were not, as I said, it was a poor vintage. But overall, since 2021 was fairly good for us, it averaged out. We got some wine for sale this year.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, eh, for a winery.
Wow. Doesn't like a tasting room and everything?
Yeah, tasting room and tastings and happy agents. Yeah, and that's nice. Not complaining about the allocations.
Chris Tolley, Moon Cursor, in Soyuz. You've tasted everything at Moon Cursor, so tell me, what's going to be the hit of the year, do you think?
We have some small stuff that we're trying out. It's a bit of wine club only, because we did so little. Rosé. I got to get you a bottle of rosé. Oh, very, very. It's a Syrah, and we just, it's not a Seignet, it's just a press of Syrah. Really nice. And this year, the Roussanne Marsanne is very nice, so you'll be happy with that. And the Syrah is always, the Syrah is as good as it always was, and it seems people very much enjoyed it and do so now as well.
Any plans this summer? Any events coming up?
No, I haven't. Other than hanging out with my good friend Terry, I don't have much planned. I heard you're moving, too.
Already moved. Oh, done the move. Mill Bay,
my friend. I thought you were pretty happy.
No, I very much so, but kids having kids. Got to be closer to the kids if you're going to be a grandparent.
That's true. You want to hang with the kid. Yeah.
Chris Tolley, Moon Cursor in Soyuz. Does it feel like we're back to normal for you?
It's getting there. People are getting a bit cavalier, which makes it feel like normal. I don't know if we should be acting like normal.
Very good.
But certainly the flavor of interactions is normal. We still do reservations at the tasting room. We try to not go back to the wine circus of, you know, people just packing people in, because we try to be a little bit, and it's better for the experience in the winery. But from the winery's perspective, it's fairly normal now. We just have reservations, and it's a little bit, they get better service, and there's a bit more separation and less crowding.
Run that portfolio, the ones that are available now, again?
Well, we have they did some delayed releases. I think other than our normal, so we have, you know, the Syrah, the Contraband Syrah, the Border Vines, that we have, what else do we have? We have a Tetrigas now. I think the only ones that have been pushed till the end of the season, a late release of Petit Verdot, but we have all the whites, Arnais, Roussanne Marsanne, Viognier, the Viognier Bubble, yeah, which is just as delicious as ever, and then we have the Rosé, as I mentioned.
Rosé?
Yeah, it's a Rosé with a lot of leaf stirring, and I think those little, you know, red candies,
I've never heard you talk so much about a rosé. That's fantastic.
I know. And you know what it was, is we did it with Christian Scagnetti. It's, our other winemaker now, like him and I. And he's really wanted to go this style with the rosé, like just straight from Syrah, which is very expensive because it could have been Syrah, and now it's rosé. But I thought it'd be, you know, with a lot of leaf stirring and barrel fermenting, thought it could get a very creamy kind of red you know, like a red hard candy kind of Syrah Rosé, and it turned out really nice.
Chris Tolley, Moon Cursor, in Soyuz.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor Vineyards. Their tasting room is now open, and the first club shipments of the year are going out. Very happy to report that you have new releases to choose from at Moon Cursor. The gorgeous 2021 Roussanne Marsan, the Carmenere 2020, the 2021 Dolcetto, and the 2020 Malbec. Moon Cursor, the 2019 Best Performing Small Winery in Canada. Details at mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs, the home of The Hatch, Crown and Thieves. Speaking of Crown and Thieves, Crown and Thieves 2021 Winemaker's Wench on the nose, apricots, oranges, and honey, followed by a taste of ripe peach and melon. 2021 Winemaker's Wench. I just got this note from the Artful Dodger, Devlin Barker, at The Hatch. A reminder that The Hatching Post Saloon and Smokery is now open. All the details at jasonparkscustoms.com and crownandthieves.com.
This is Tasting Room Radio.
Dwight Sick, he is a winemaker and general manager at Seven Stones Winery in the Similkameen. What, you got a bag?
I do.
No wine in it?
No, not yet. I got to go fill it with wine.
Do you know where the wines are?
There's a couple bottles on the table over there, and there's nobody around.
What did you bring to pour today?
I brought along the new white that we're doing called Rainstone.
And I'm dying to know the blend.
It's primarily Chardonnay with a little bit of orange muscat.
Mm. Like 3-4%?
4%, yeah. Yeah. And the whole purpose of the wine was really to try and create wines more reflective of the region, the vineyard, and less about the winemaker.
He's Dwight Sick. He is a winemaker and general manager at Seven Stones Winery in the Similkameen. Okay, so when Dwight's talking about the region, we're talking about the Similkameen Valley, dead center, Seven Stones, and we only really knew it. I only really knew it for the reds.
Yeah.
So the whites, I'm thrilled to see that.
Yeah, yeah. I think we lose focus, I think, on the potential of the whites in the valley, just given the great natural acidity and the sense of minerality and energy that many of the white wines from the Similkameen have. And for me, having worked with other regions of British Columbian wines, it's some of the most exciting dynamic fruit I've seen.
Dwight Sick, he is a winemaker and general manager at Seven Stones Winery in the Similkameen. The second pour was the Pebble Beach Rosé. Now, I went looking in my little Google machine for where is Pebble Beach in British Columbia. Well, there's one in Lake Country. We know that. There's a Pebble Beach. What was the reference?
Well, the Pebble Beaches are in reference really to the numerous beach locations along the Similkameen River.
I fished it.
Yeah, so they're just stunning, and they're amazing locations, and there's one literally walking distance away from the winery that during the heat of the summer and the heat dome, it was a favorite go-to spot. And it just kind of resonated of, like, this would make a great label. And so we started the Pebble Beach.
It made a great rosé.
Yeah, yeah. And so we, given again the situation of the summer and the heat dome, we decided that stylistically it wasn't an ideal year for Pinot Noir, but if we farmed a little bit differently and picked with a little different parameters, we could make a really great rosé out of this.
Dwight Sick from Seven Stones Winery. Did you know the former owners?
Through distance.
Yeah,
I mean, okay. I knew George. I'd met George. And
you knew how much he loved doing what he was doing.
Yes, very much so.
And the loss of his wife. And then he carried on alone. And he lived and died, literally, for those vines and that wine. How much of that do you want to carry on that he was working on?
You know, I'm trying hard to pay respect to all the accomplishments that George had built, and I'm hoping to carry on beyond that. Many of the wines of Seven Stones of the past have a huge impact and footprint that was left behind by George, and I don't want to try and even pretend to emulate that I'm making wines of George, because I don't think that's possible. So I'm putting more focus on the region and on our vineyards and our wine growing than I am the winemaking. And I'm hoping that will be a proper step forward going on to life after George.
Dwight Zick from Seven Stones Winery. What's the year look for, like for you? Are you doing this project and others?
I am. I'm involved with a couple other smaller projects as well. This is kind of my primary focus for the season, but I'm still working with Chain Reaction on the Naramata Bench.
Nice.
I'm also doing my own label with Roche Winery, so Amulet Wines is still being produced.
Nice.
And I've got a couple other little growing projects as far as vineyards from a viticultural perspective that I'm spending some extra time on this
year. So you're not slowing down? Oh, maybe you are. It's a different.
It's different. Yeah. I'm slowing down, but I'm not just the man at one location. And for me, that feels as though I am slowing down, whether I'm busier or not.
You doing any dog walks?
I'm doing some dog walks.
Okay, yeah. What's the name of your dog again?
Priya.
Priya, thanks so much. I'll look forward to seeing you down the road, and have a great whatever this year is.
Yeah, thanks, Terry.
Okay. Dwight Zick, talking about Seven Stones Winery, the Rainstone White, and the Pebble Beach Rosé. He is a winemaker and general manager at Seven Stones Winery in the Similkameen.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs, the home of The Hatch, Crown and Thieves. Speaking of Crown and Thieves, Crown and Thieves 2021 Winemaker's Wench on the nose, apricots, oranges, and honey, followed by a taste of ripe peach and melon. 2021 Winemaker's Wench. I just got this note from the Artful Dodger, Devlin Barker, at The Hatch. A reminder that The Hatching Post Saloon and Smokery is now open. All the details at jasonparkscustoms.com and crownandthieves.com.
This edition of Tasting Room Radio is presented by Harbor Air, a quintessential West Coast experience. Safe, fast, and fun connections throughout coastal BC. You can find them at harborair.com.